Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning, as our manner is every day we come on this platform, but especially during these 3 days that you called by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the healing room, day two. Hallelujah. We thank you and we give you praise and give you glory. And I declare that the entrance of your word brings light, brings healing, brings deliverance, gives understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Receive all the glory, Lord. We thank you because the word of God is in our mouth. Hallelujah. The word of victory, the word of faith, which we declare is in our mouth. Glory to God. And I thank you, Lord, today that as we speak your word, it will not return unto you void, but you accomplish its purpose and it will bring to pass and the thing whereunto you sent it. And where did you send it? Wherefore did you send it? The Lord sent his word and healed them. Glory to God. And let that word go forth today and heal physical illnesses, emotional issues, health issues, bitter waters, everything that the devil has touched and put his hand upon in our lives. Let God bring forth healing. Glory to God. Healing. For the Bible say that is a tree of life. Even the leaves thereof shall be for the healing of the peoples. Thank you, Jesus. We give you, Lord, the praise and glory. How Jesus Christ of Nazareth went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Let him do the same on here today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Now, this is day two of our three-day healing room special event or convocation, you might call it. God has called for it. And here's what Jesus said. And I read this to you yesterday in the book of Luke chapter 13 and verse 32. But I'll read it from verse 31. The same day came certain of the Pharisees unto Christ, saying, get thee out and depart from thence, for Herod will kill you. Herod determined to kill Jesus. Well, nobody could kill him until the time. You know, many times they grabbed a hold of him, tried to throw him headlong from the cliff. He just walked through the midst of them. He was in time and nobody was going to do it. Because he said, look, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down willingly. This commandment I received of my Father, that I should both lay it down and take it up again. Hallelujah. No Herod, no devil, no fox is going to kill him. Listen to what Jesus said. Go ye and tell that fox. And I declared that yesterday. This is the basis for our 3-day event. And Jesus said, behold, I cast out devils. I do cures as healing today and tomorrow. Now, that was today, yesterday. Tomorrow would be today. And on the third day, perfection comes. Praise the Lord. So whatsoever we are believing God for in these 3 days, Jesus said, I must walk. Today and tomorrow and the day following. So that's 3 days in a row that he declared that he had to do something. You know, he said, well, it cannot be that a prophet should perish out of Jerusalem. You can't kill me, he said. It's not my time. Well, there are 3 days that God called for. We started yesterday, was day one. And I believe a lot of people received and have testimonies. And you'll get a chance later to give your testimony, even today. Today is day two. And tomorrow will be day three by the grace of God. Now, Here is our theme scripture also in the book of Luke, chapter 5. You know, it came to pass in verse 17, on a certain day, see, certain day, a day at such a time like this, as he was teaching in a certain place. See, there were many people that came out of different places. He said he came out of Judea, out of Galilee, out of Jerusalem, out of various places. There are people here with us today out of many states in the United States. Some people joined us from Canada. Some people joined us from the UK. Possibly some people joined us from Nigeria and other parts of the world, just like they did as Jesus was teaching. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So as we teach the word of God today, let me assure you that the power of the Lord is present to heal, because Jesus Christ is the same, according to Hebrews 13 and 8, yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did then, he'll do again today. And not only that, we read yesterday how he called his disciples together and gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. That's right. So that means if we are disciples, and I know that I'm a disciple because, you know, the Spirit of God bears witness within my spirit. And that means he has given me power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, when we speak like that, some people are uncomfortable with it. Well, you know, you may be uncomfortable with it, but that's what the scripture says. And I make no apologies whatsoever for what the scripture says. I speak what the scripture says. Because Jesus himself said, the Son can do nothing. He can only speak what the Father speaks. Hallelujah. So, likewise, I can say nothing of my own. My doctrine is not my own, but he that sent me. And that doctrine must drop as it do today. Hear, O heavens, and I will declare the word of the Lord. Yes, the Lord has spoken. All I have to do is just echo his word. Repeat his word. Hallelujah. The word that he spoke, he said, freely you have received, freely give. And, you know, I have received this grace of the Lord to declare unto you. Paul said, I declare unto you that which I received of the Lord. Well, I declare also unto you that which I have received by grace of the Lord to come out here today, these 3 days especially, to declare healing for everyone. Bible says in many places that Jesus healed them all. We read many of such scriptures yesterday. I want to focus and go a little deeper today beyond physical healing to all the various ways that the devil oppresses God's people. And your situation may fall into one of these categories that we're going to be dealing with here in a little bit. But first, I got to bring the word. See, it is the word that heals. As Jesus was teaching, power of the Lord was present to heal. You know, Psalm 107 verse 20, the Lord sent his word and he healed them. So as the word of God is going forth, you are receiving your healing. It doesn't matter what it is. The word of God has the ability and the capacity to bring healing to your situation. He sent his word and he healed them and deliver them from their destructions. Praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. Let them bring sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. So you will be having an opportunity afterwards to declare his works with thanksgiving in this room today. Praise the Lord. But first, I read from Zechariah chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. Powerful scripture depicting the struggles of God's people and the power of God to deliver. Praise the Lord. Zechariah, he was a man given to visions. And he saw many things. In this place, he said, then I lifted up my eyes and I saw and behold four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? In other words, what are these? And the angel said unto him, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. In other words, these are the horns, power of darkness that have buffeted the people of the Lord. That's right. And then, well, the vision wasn't quite finished yet. That was part A. Here comes part B of the vision. And I looked again, he said, and the Lord showed me four carpenters. And I said, well, what are these come to do? The angel spoke again and said, these four that you saw before, those horns, they are the ones that scattered Judah so that no man could lift up their head, buffeted them, pummeled them, you know, gave them distress, gave them heavy burdens, put sicknesses on them, caused them to lose their jobs, caused them to lose their way, even sometimes. Put yokes, heavy yokes, burdens, and different things upon them. That's those four horns did. But these carpenters have now come to fray those horns and to cast them out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything that has lifted his hand against the people of God, the carpenter's anointing, coming forth today to break every yoke. Glory to God. So I want to talk about these four horns that come to put different things upon the people of God. Isaiah 58 verse 6 talks about these horns. They are called, number one, bands of wickedness. That's the first of those horns. Number two, heavy burdens. Too heavy for you to bear. The devil put all those things. They are powers, you know, of darkness. Number three, oppression and oppressing spirits. And number four, numerous yokes. Some of you have heard me talk about these things before, and we got to talk about them again today. Exodus chapter 5, verses 5 to 9 reveals an insight to a plan that the devil is still using till today. Let there be more work. Let there be more heavy burdens laden upon the people, so they will not have time to serve the Lord. They are idle. They are idle. They have time on their hands. Therefore, they say, we will go and serve the Lord. We will get up early in the morning, come to these rooms. We will go about our day thinking about the Lord. We will go to fellowship. We'll go to the house of worship because the Lord has given them rest. Well, put more burdens upon them. Let there be heavy burdens laden upon them. More work, more bills, sickness in their families, these various things. so that they will not have time. Sickness in their own bodies too, that they will not have time to worship the Lord. A tactic that Pharaoh used, and the devil is still using today. And the Lord said, he gave a parable and a story. Actually more than a parable, but he gave an, you know, understanding, a revelation, I might call it. In the book of Luke chapter 11, verses 21 to 22. He said, well, when a strong man, such as one of these horns, any one of these horns, well, when it's got these goods tied up and so forth, you know, he's sitting pretty, he thinks. He's got his, he's got the prey and he's got the people where he wants them, got them bound up, and he keeps his goods. He thinks everything is good. Well, but when a stronger than him, so these four horns, you know, they've been having a field day, we're told, doing whatever they want, keeping their palaces, their goods, they think, are in peace. That's what they've been doing. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, he shall overcome him and take away from him all his armor in which he trusted and divide his spoils. So we have the spoiler anointing that can spoil the spoiler. That's right. So there is a spoiler that is greater than another spoiler. See? The devil and his cohorts, the four horns that have tormented and pummeled the people of God, well, they've been having a field day. But now the Lord sends a stronger than he upon him, spoiling the spoilers. That's right. You know, and stripping them of their power. How do we do it? Well, he binds him, he overcomes him. And it takes away from him the strength in which he trusted. Praise the Lord. So let's look at it. How does the Lord do it? Well, by the anointing, saith the Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. Isaiah chapter 61. And verse 1. Did you know that Jesus, he went into this synagogue in Luke chapter 4. And when they had given unto him, you know, the book of Isaiah, the scrolls of Isaiah at that time, he found the place where it was written. And he said, and you can read this in Luke chapter 4. You know, we read from verse 16. And when they gave him the book in verse 17, the book of Isaiah, he read it. I mean, he opened it and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. We found that what we now call chapter 61 of Isaiah, he found that place. So because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. See, the preaching of the gospel and the preaching of the word of God must always go first. And then heal the broken hearted. So you can see Jesus can heal all manner of things, not just sicknesses. He heals emotional distress. He heals depression, broken hearted, you know, and so forth. You are broken hearted, the Lord healed that. You know, there's all kinds of things you're going through in your heart, your mind. Well, the Lord can heal that. Bring deliverance, you know, to the captives. Recovery of sight. Hallelujah. You've been having sight visions. You know, we declared for someone in the room yesterday that I've been having sight visions. Recovery of sight. And to set at liberty them that are bruised. Glory to God. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, I say, you know, today is the acceptable day. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 said, this is the day. You know, I'm not talking about tomorrow right now. I'm talking about today. Praise God. Today, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the accepted time. Right now, in this moment, let's engage the Lord and receive our healing and receive our deliverance. I want to call out these four horns. See, the spirit of discernment gives us understanding into the spirit realm. How the devil brings these things upon the people of God. We want to break the bands of wickedness. The bands of wickedness. Well, let's break those bands. I mean, what's wickedness? Well, you know, how does it happen? You're going about your business, minding your business, then all of a sudden, boom, something happens in your body, or bad news, or this or that. People are driving along the roads. You know, all of a sudden, boom, a blowout, tire blowout, traffic light goes out, collisions on everywhere, you know, bands of wickedness, you know, and the devil, he takes advantage of those things. You know, Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 25. We're going to start to come against these things with the word of the Lord. Remember, when Jesus was teaching the word, then the power of the Lord was present. So as I'm bringing this teaching and this lesson today, I know that the power of the Lord is present also to set you free. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty that's sitting pretty in his palace and his goods are in peace? Shall the prey be taken from him? Shall the lawful captive be delivered out of his hands? You know, even sometimes we put our heads into things that we shouldn't. That's why you call the lawful captive, you know, because of foolishness, not listening to the Holy Spirit, not following the light of his word, the counsel from God. Sometimes we fall into many things. You know, and they that will be rich, you know, sometimes people following riches, they will fall into many snares, we're told. You know, and sometimes, you know, these are self-imposed. But self-imposed or not, this scripture says, yes, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered out of his hand. Glory to God. And I will contend with all the forces and the bands of wickedness that have contended against you, even contended against your children. I will save them, saith the Lord. And I will feed them that oppress you with their own flesh. Glory to God. And the Lord, when he puts his signature on things that he says, and I say, for I am the Lord. He say, you will know that I am the Lord. And I am thy savior and thy redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. He put that signature right there. God is bringing deliverance. But there are some kinds of deliverance that you need to do also for yourself. It's called self-deliverance. Well, that's what I call it. Self-deliverance. Why? Because Isaiah 52 and verse 2 talks about it. He said, shake yourself from the dust. You know, it's not the pastor that needs to shake you. Sometimes, yeah, God will send help to you that way. But you yourself, shake yourself. You don't need the apostle to come and shake you. You don't need the prophet to come and shake you. You can shake yourself from the dust. Snap out of it. You know, sometimes people are, you know, they are in self-pity, wallowing in the devil had done this. And people give the devil too much credit. You know, people forget to talk about the Lord, talk about the devil did this, the devil did this, devil did this to me, somebody did this to me, and somebody did that. What about you? Who are you then? Are you chopped liver? You know, are you ping pong ball and devil your feet all over the place? Come on now. Shake yourself from the doors. Hallelujah. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the devil put out these chains around your neck. A child of the king, for crying out loud. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Arise and sit down. That captive daughter of Zion. Don't be called captive anymore. Praise the Lord. You know, why the Lord say it like this? You know, well, because he wants us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. Shake yourself from these bands of wickedness that are around your neck. Praise God. Well, let's also lose some heavy burdens in here. Remember, we're dealing with bands of wickedness, heavy burdens, oppressing spirits, and evil yokes. Those four things that we are dealing with. Praise the Lord. And, you know, according to Isaiah chapter 58 that we were talking about, in verse 6, it talks about the power that comes, you know, through waiting on the Lord for breaking these things. And we're going to be breaking those things here this morning. Setting you free, loosening the heavy burdens, breaking all the heavy yokes, you know, and breaking the bands of wickedness. Let's talk about heavy burdens. Well, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Well, you're heavy laden because Pharaoh said so to the taskmasters. Put more burdens upon them. Let there be more work laden upon them. You know, that's right. Do you know that people, even, you know, because of this plan of the enemy, make sure you can't earn enough. And then you have to stress over it. Sometimes you have to take up a second job. And sometimes even a third job. You know, because you can't, you're not making enough money. And there's more bills and all kinds of things piling up. And so, you know, you got to do more work. Let there be more work laden upon them so that they will not have time for the Lord. As I tapped it, you know, we got to break that. We have to have the spirit of discernment. Put your neck under that yoke and say, tapped it. The Lord will deliver you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is vain, the scripture says, for you to rise up early, stay up late. I mean, do all these things only to put the money in a bag of holes. And all for what? To eat the bread of affliction. You know, listen to this. Psalm 127 and verse 2. It is vain if you have to rise up early, sit up late, only to eat the bread of sorrows. That's vain. The Lord will give you sleep. He gives the beloved sleep. You know, the earth was cursed for Adam's sake. And the Lord also said, well, out of the sweat of your brow, you will eat of it. Well, that was a curse. You know, and Jesus has broken that curse. In fact, as the world remembers this weekend that the Lord, he went to the cross. We know it wasn't on Friday, but you know, so be it. In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. And Jesus took that curse upon himself. And all these, you must labor, you must sweat, you can't get ahead. All that stuff is a curse. Jesus has done away with it. Praise God. Now, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take upon you my yoke. Learn of me, he said. I'm lowly. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Glory to God. Exchange those heavy burdens for the Lord's. Cast your burdens upon him, for he careth for you. You may be carrying burden of sickness. You may be carrying burden of pain today. Cast it upon the Lord, for he careth for you. Listen to this in Zephaniah, chapter 3. I'm going to read to you a couple of things here, starting at verse 14. Praise the Lord. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Why does he always speak to women like that? Daughter of Zion. Well, because women go through the most problems. They got to deal with work, family, husband, children, you know, all these things. And, you know, just upon them. And consider a woman that has to go through birth pains also, both during the pregnancy, during labor, and even after. You got to go through many things. But the Lord said, well, sing, O daughter of Zion, shout and be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord, he sees you. Yeah? You know, he'll cast out thine enemy. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thou shalt not see evil anymore in that day, such as today. It shall be said to the people of the Lord, fear thou not. It will be said to even Zion, fear not. Glory to God. It will be said to all his people, fear not. Let not your hands be slack. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. He is mighty. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing, because he will see his salvation even upon you. You will receive it, and the Lord will be happy. Now we gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you had sorrow of heart and you came to this solemn assembly, you came to the right place. I will gather them, the Lord said, who are of thee, you know, and to whom the reproach of it was a burden. You know, there's a lot of burden that we're carrying. The Lord said, behold, at that time, I will undo all that afflict you. Ha! Glory to God. God is set to undo all these heavy burdens. And I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven on. I will give them and faith. Huh. People will see it and they will glorify God. Even in the land where you've been put to shame, the Lord said, I will bring you fame and praise. At that time, I will bring you again. Even in that time will I gather you, saith the Lord. I will make you a name. Just like the Lord makes himself a name, he will make you also a name and a praise. Glory to God. Among all the people of the earth, turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Powerful scripture here. And if you can believe it, you are receiving your healing and deliverance even now. Remember, three ways to receive today. During the praise and worship, during the preaching of the word, and later as you hear someone else's testimony, you can receive. All three ways for you to receive. God is breaking the heavy burdens. Isaiah chapter 14, verses 24 and 25. This is the anointing that God brings into this room today. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian, that's the oppressor. I will break him in my land and upon my mountains. I'll tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off of you. That's right. And his burden shall depart from off your shoulders. Glory to God. The Lord said, I will break him in that day. Now, here is an opportunity for you to receive that breaker anointing into your situation. The Lord said, well, I will break the oppressor even upon my holy places. Wherever my children are, the oppressor that have oppressed them, I will break him. Tread him underfoot. Behold, I give unto you power, Luke 10 and 19, to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And the Lord, Romans 16 and 20, shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. Glory to God. So I will bruise the head of the devil under your feet. You know, I have given you, the Lord said, glory to God, power to bruise Satan, the God of peace himself, will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Praise God. The Lord said, I will break the Assyrian, my holy mountain. I will break his yoke from the neck of my people and his burden from off your shoulders, saith the Lord. God is set. He's fixing to set you free by the word of God that's being spoken here today and the power of the Lord being present. Glory to God. It shall be written in the book that on such a day, while the word was being preached, the power of the Lord being present, the people of the Lord were receiving their deliverance. Everyone shall be written in the book of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And in his mercy, the Lord has seen the toiling of the people. And the Lord says, I will break the Assyrian in my land upon my mountains, to tread him underfoot, and then shall his yoke depart off of my people, and his burden shall depart off of their shoulders. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand of the Lord that is stretched out upon the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed it, and who shall disannul it? Hallelujah. And this is his hand that is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Who has a strong arm like the Lord that can arm wrestle him down? Can you do it? No. Devil can't do it. There are not enough devils in hell or anywhere else that can do it. The Lord has spoken it, and it shall come to pass for you. So we've talked about breaking the bands of wickedness. We talked about loosening the heavy burdens. Let's talk about setting free the oppressed. Glory to God. The enemy shall not exact upon you. Psalm 89, verse 22. You know, the Lord has not called us to be a playground or punching ground for the enemy. No. Praise God. We're not going to put up with that. The Lord said, let my people go. Enough of that already. Praise God. The enemy shall not exact upon you, nor the son of wickedness afflict you. I will beat down your foes before your face. Hallelujah. And I will plague them that hate you. For my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with you. And in my name shall your horn be exalted. Now these are the sure mercies of David. So what the Lord proclaimed over David. And these sure mercies of David is there for us to claim. And we also set his hand on the sea, right hand in the rivers, shall cry to me, thou art my Father, my God, my rock. I will also make you my firstborn. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Higher than the kings of the earth. Did not the word of God say in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 that we are seated higher than everything else and made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. I will make him higher, glory to God, than the kings of the earth. For God has raised us up together and made us higher. He has made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, I will do it. I will give you the victory over your enemies. And the Lord will not allow the son of unrighteousness to afflict you anymore. The wickedness of the devil will not afflict you. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 14. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, well, you know, are you oppressed? Are you afflicted? Well, there is deliverance for you even today. Praise the Lord. The Lord says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Isaiah 54 and verse 14. And thou shalt be far from oppression. Thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Praise the Lord. Now, when you read something like this from the word of God, and you are experiencing the exact opposite, then what must you do? And what should you do? Well, you need to speak the word of God to that situation. Hallelujah. You need to say, the Lord has said, I will be established and I will be far from oppression and from terror, and I will not fear, because it shall not come near me. You begin to speak that to yourself. Praise the Lord. So surely they shall gather together, but not by me, saith the Lord. Everyone and everything I shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Glory to God. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It'll be formed, but it won't prosper. If it looks like it prospered, it did not prosper. The Lord has blessings in disguise. Glory to God. Blessings in disguise. Sometimes it looks like, oh, you know, evil has come, you know. We see and read in the story of Joseph. There's a lot of things that happened to him. It was like blessings in disguise. You know, his would-be destiny destroyers, would-be, among his brothers, they said, well, we'll see what will become of his dreams now. Let's kill him. Let's do this. Let's sell him to slavery. Let's do this. Let's do that. All the would-be destiny destroyers, God turned it around that they were actually becoming destiny helpers. They didn't know it. They thought, well, we'll vanquish his dreams. We'll see what will become of his dreams now. We'll sell him to slavery. We'll kill him. We'll do this. We'll do that. Even Potiphar's wife, well, I'll send him to prison. I do all of these things. Well, would-be destiny destroyers unwillingly becoming destiny helpers. And everything happened to him. All the terrible things pushing him closer to his destiny. He had to go to prison in order to be able to come and stand before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. You know the story. And it was his experience in prison that finally gave him an opportunity to stand before Pharaoh. At best, he would have remained in the house of Potiphar. But because he was sent to prison, sometimes these disappointments come, they're couched. You know, some bad things may happen. You lose your job, this and that, and so on. You never know what God is cooking. How many of you remember? Can you smell what the Lord is cooking, the series we did a few months back. He takes all those ingredients in your life, the disappointments, the setbacks, things, bad things that have happened to you, like ingredients in the hands of the chef. It takes the pepper. Nobody can eat pepper of itself. I mean, it takes, you know, all those, some of this Nigerian smelly stuff, you know, those things, you can't eat them by themselves, you know, but when you put it all together in the hands of the chef and you blend it all together, out comes this beautiful meal. And you can smell the aroma from a long ways away. And the Lord is cooking it. So all these things that may be happening to you could be what the Lord is cooking up. Cooking up a meal. Ah, glory to God. And when he's ready, he'll serve it up for you. And it may even be your greatest nemesis, your enemy, that will serve it up. Just like God made Haman to serve up the blessing to Mordecai. And when the Lord would do it, he put together a perfect divine appointment. Who is in the courthouse? The king said, because the angel of the Lord troubled him the night before. See, when the Lord wants to bless you, he can do any kind of thing. The angel of the Lord, in order to bless Mordecai, troubled the king the night before so that the king could not sleep. And the king said, well, I can't sleep. Bring me something to read. Read all that story in the book of Esther. And when they brought him the Chronicles of all things to read, the angel of the Lord guided him to the place where he found that Mordecai had saved the life of the king twice. You know, and they said, what was done for this man? And I said, well, nothing. So what? Why not? Said, well, we don't know, but nothing was done. All right. So the king said, well, I got to do something about it. See, I got to do something about it. This is a man that was being ready to be killed by his enemy. Not only him, but all, not only his family, but all his tribe, his friends spurred him on. Haman didn't want this. They spurred him and said, look, it's a little thing for you to kill just this man. Kill all the Jews. So in the meantime, the kings looked and said, well, you know, who's in the courthouse? And at that very moment, by divine appointment, that the blessing of the Lord might come upon the Jews, the Lord, for deliverance out of the hand of their enemy, the Lord brought Haman into the courthouse. And the king said, hey, come on over. And he had come to request the life of all the Jews in that very moment. And so the king said to him, you know, the king desires to bless a man. Mordecai, of course, thinking he would be the man. I mean, Haman thinking he would be the man. He said, well, if the Lord wants to bless, if the king wants to bless somebody, what shall he do? Well, God was setting up this man, softening him up. The queen had invited only him to a banquet before. So he's thinking, well, yeah, who else? I'm the most favored here. So he piles it on. Well, let the king put upon him his crown, his royal robe, his ring, his chariot whom the king used to ride. Let this and this be done. The king said, really? He said, yeah. And he piled it on, he piled it on, piled it on, thinking that it was for himself. You know, let the king even cause it to be proclaimed throughout the land that this is the man. Bow ye the knee to him. Because he's thinking this Mordecai will eventually bow. Because the man refused to bow. Now the king is going to promote me and he will cause a decree to be proclaimed and he will bow. So when he was finished, king said, are you finished? Is that he said, yes. He said, okay. Now you go and see to it and let there be diminished nothing of all that you have said. Go do that to Mordecai. Huh? Glory to God. God will even cause, not only will he set a table before you, set your enemy to serve you on that table. Glory to God. And the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 9, the Lord is not finished yet with the devil. You know, the devil that has pummeled you, the Lord will take care of him. Praise the Lord. And all you know, the people of God. I say Isaiah, I meant Psalm 9. Psalm 9, verse 9, sorry. You know, the Lord will bring deliverance by a high hand unto you. Because the Lord, all the people of God will find God as their refuge. He said, the Lord also shall be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. That's right. And they that know the name of the Lord and that put their trust in him, the Lord God will not forsake them that seek him. He will be a refuge for you in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13. We're still talking about setting the oppressed free. We've talked about the bands of wickedness, breaking them. We've talked about heavy burdens. We're talking now about setting the oppressed free. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. That's right. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that should die? Why are you afraid of man? You're afraid of a son of man that shall be made as grass? And you forget I, the Lord, thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you feared every day continually. You know, because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And the Lord said, where is the fury of the oppressor? I can't see it. I'm looking. I can't see it. Fear none of these things that anybody can do unto you. Put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Only. For the Lord God is your defense, and he will give you victory. Now, let me talk quickly about breaking every yoke. These are the four horns. Bands of wickedness is number one. Heavy burdens is number two. Oppression and oppressing spirits is number three. And numerous yokes, evil yokes, that's number four. And here's what the Lord has to say about yokes and different things. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. The Lord would remind the children of Israel that he is the one that brought them out. Hallelujah. I am the Lord your God, which I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. God doesn't want you to be bondmen to anybody. I have broken the bands of your yoke, of the yoke that the devil put upon you and made you to go upright. You know, when the devil puts all these heavy burdens on people, they are bent over. The head burdens are so heavy that they are bent over. They can't even stand upright. And the Lord said, I've broken those bands. I've broken those heavy burdens and made you to stand upright. And how does he do it? Well, Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. This is how he does it. The breaker anointing. The carpenters have come, saith the Lord, to fray the horns that have pummeled my people. And it shall come to pass in that day, such as today, that the heavy burdens of the Assyrian and the oppressor shall be taken off of thy shoulder, and his yoke from off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the anointing and the carpenter's anointing that will break in pieces those horns. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord also says, you know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, powerful stuff. We read a lot of things in that chapter. But let me read this to you again. 54 and 11. And some of the anointings that the Lord brings, they overlap. Because the work of the devil also overlaps. Oppressing spirit overlap with heavy burdens, with yokes and different things. So does also the anointing overlap, you know, to bring deliverance to us. Isaiah 54 verse 11, powerful stuff for those who are afflicted. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay thy stones and with fair colors and thy foundations with sapphires. We make thy windows of our gates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. Hallelujah. All your children too, be taught of the Lord. Psalm 107 verse 15. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. That's right. Why should we praise the Lord? Well, because of what he has done. Not that he's going to do it. He has already done it. And what is it that he did? Well, he has broken the gates of brass and cut us under the bars of iron. You know, the gates that are holding you back, the bars of iron that got you jammed in and hemmed in like a prison. You know, sometimes the devil just hold people back. Sometimes the devil's holding your children back. And sometimes the devil's holding you back too from making progress. The Lord says that I have broken those things. I've broken and I caused you to go free. Hallelujah. You can't cage an eagle. Huh? Can't do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, this word of the Lord is coming to us with power this morning to set you free. Holy Ghost, arise. Power to set your people free. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor as in the day of Midian. Now the Lord is breaking those evil yokes now. Praise the Lord. And those yokes can be sicknesses. They can be diseases. They can be pains. You may be having pain right now. You know, there may be all kinds of things that the devil put upon you. In the book of, you know, Exodus 15 and 26, the Lord said, I am the Lord that healeth you of all these things. Everything that devil put upon you, the Lord healed you. Even in this room, right now, in this moment, praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. The Lord makes a declaration to tell the people that I am the Lord that has set you free. And I will not allow these things come upon you. The Lord said, I would take away from the all sickness and I will not put upon you any of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest. What are those diseases? Cancer, leukemia, high blood pressure, diabetes, lymphoma, and all these things and so forth. You know, every evil disease that is named stroke and what have you, I will not put them upon you. So if it comes upon you, it didn't come from the Lord. Let nobody think when they are sick that it's from the Lord. Not that devil, according to John chapter 10, verse 10, is the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Not Jesus. Jesus, on the other hand, said, I have come, John chapter 10 and verse 10, that you might have life, that more abundantly. Hallelujah. I will not put any of these sicknesses upon you, but I will lay them upon all those devils and those people that hate you, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. So true for such a time as this. As we are thinking of the passion and the suffering of Christ and his death upon the cross and what he did for us. Remember the words of Isaiah, chapter 53. And remember what he did. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But wasn't for his own, issues. He took all those things for us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Glory to God. Now, the Lord says it is time for you to arise and shine. Praise the Lord. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you for deliverance. Glory to God. And the Lord will cause all of us to be righteous. will be the planting of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 21 and 22. Listen to this powerful declaration for you this morning. Thy people, glory to God. In fact, let me read it from verse 19. The sun shall no more be thy light by day, neither for brightness, nor the moon to give you light by the evening. For the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light, and the God of heaven shall be thy glory. Praise God. Thy sun shall no more go down. You know, sometimes we are in the day rejoicing, and all of a sudden gloominess comes upon you. The Lord said, well, enough of that. Neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Amen. Thy people also shall be all righteous. Glory to God. All righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Glory to God. You will inherit the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. All of you shall be all righteous. You will inherit glory. And you shall be called the branch of my planting, the work of my hands. Why? That I may be glorified. All the things God does is for him to receive the glory. A little one shall become a thousand. Hallelujah. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. What does that mean? Well, it means that the Lord does not need many in order to do what he can do. He can do with a few. Glory to God. He can do with a few. Praise God. You know, ever since I've been in this country of this great United States, every checkup that I've had, well, they said, well, you know, you have low white blood count. I didn't know anything about it before I came to this country. But then he said, well, you have low blood count. That means you are, you know, susceptible to all kinds of infections and various things. Well, it is not of the Lord. He doesn't need many white blood count to do his thing. You know, all my life, throughout this whole so-called low blood count, I have been around sick people all the time, and I never catch anything. And yet, the doctor said, well, you got to be careful. I am careful. But the Lord doesn't need a whole bunch of white cells in order for him to protect you. Mine, they said, has always been traditionally low. You know, however, occasionally, you know, comes up, but most of the time, always low. I mean, dangerously low, they said. But, you know, I find that I'm never sick. The glory of God, you know. I don't catch any of these things that are around that they said that you can catch because of low white blood cells. Now, you expand that to your situation. What is it in you that the doctor said is low or little or small or few or not enough? Ah! God said, a little one shall be a thousand. Glory to God. And a small one shall become a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in my time. Now, that's the word of the Lord unto you today. You've heard the word. Three ways for you to receive your deliverance today. During the praise and worship, some of you already did. During the preaching of the word right now. Because the Lord sent his word and healed. And then as you hear testimony of others, you can believe God. But right now I'm going to pray for you. Glory to God. Now, as we said yesterday, we're not praying, you know, like, oh, maybe you will receive your healing. And I said at the beginning of this three-day event that this is not come for prayer. This is come for your healing. Big difference. And in case you were not here yesterday, I told the story of the man in John chapter 5 who was coming every time for a chance to be healed, because he was waiting for the moving of the water by the angel. But every time he came, somebody else got ahead of him. But he kept coming for a chance to be healed. Or maybe one day it'll be my turn. That's a chance. And the Bible said there were many impotent folk that lay in that place. So his chance of being healed was one out of the many that was there. But when Jesus came upon the scene, he said, would you be made whole? Are you here today for healing or for a chance to be healed? Are you here only for prayer? And after this, you go away and come back during the next event, go to the next prayer call. That's a chance to be healed. Well, maybe I'll receive my healing. Maybe the Lord will be gracious unto me. Or are you here to receive your healing and your deliverance? Big difference. You can come for prayer and we'll pray for you. Or you can come for your healing. When Jesus sent them forth, he said, he didn't say go pray for the sick. He said, heal the sick. Cast out devils. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead, even. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. He called them forth also in verse 1 and gave them power over all manner of sicknesses. So I challenge you today. Jesus said, would you be made whole? And would you receive your healing today? Now you may be here, you may be going through some things right now. Or perhaps when you came in, it was heavy. But during the word, it's been dissipating. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to pray and call out some people here today. I'm going to pray for you generally first. Then I'm going to call out some things. But it is for you to receive your healing and your deliverance. And there's healing beyond physical illnesses. There's healing of bitter waters that God can heal. There's healing of situations that God can bring. Psalm 145 verse 16 says it this way. The Lord openeth his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. What's your need? He's got his hands wide open. It's like a buffet, a table of a buffet that said, come and take yours. Take what you need, the desire of every living thing. What is it that you need from the Lord? Come and take, the Lord said. He's got it in his hands. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to pray over the room right now. And then I'm going to ask us to do some corporate prayer. But this is not just prayer to pray. This is prayer to receive. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some of you received your healing already yesterday. Let's thank him for it. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's here. The word of God has gone for the breaker anointing that's present to heal and to deliver. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Now these four horns, O Lord, that have buffeted your people, the various bands of wickedness, the heavy burdens, the oppression and the oppressive spirits and all kinds of evil yokes that the enemy has put upon your people, I come against them today by the breaker's anointing, the carpenter's anointing, to fray these horns in the name of Jesus. We have declared the word of God against each one of these horns in the lives of your people today. Now, let the people receive their healing and their deliverance. Let every head that is bowed down be lifted up. Let the hands that hang down be lifted up. Let the feeble knees receive strength. I see God is healing. Hallelujah. Healing diabetes, healing stroke, healing cancer. healing chest pain, healing swollen legs, healing everything, healing even inside you. You know, you may have been diagnosed with something, your fibroid and in your, fibroid in your womb, in this and that. I see God is healing. Glory to God. He's healing the pain. Take away your pain. He has carried away our pains and our sufferings. Hallelujah. You know, vision, loss of vision. He's healing that too. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Healing everything. And he's healing also the situations around you that have brought you stress. He's healing that. These are in the hands of the master chef is cooking up for you something beautiful. And he's going to serve it when it is ready. Glory to God. So think nothing of it, said the Lord. For in my hand, sir, hallelujah. The Lord said, I can turn a little one into a thousand. And in my hands, I can make a small one become a great nation. And my zeal will hasten it, said the Lord. Now, to everyone that is in this room today that's hearing the word of the Lord or has heard it, and to those that may listen by replay, the glory of the Lord is upon you. Therefore, arise and shine and receive your miracle today. Glory to God. Receive your miracle. The Lord opens his hand. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. What is your need? Glory to God. The King is holding out the golden scepter toward you today. What is your desire? He said to Esther, even to half of the kingdom, I'll give it to you. A favor of the king for you today. The Lord caused his face to shine upon you. The Lord caused even the strong arm of the Lord to be revealed to you, that you will see and understand that God has flexed his arm on your behalf. The psalmist said, I prayed, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy hill. And the Lord blasted his nostrils. Coals of fire were kindled before him, thundered with his voice. I sent even hailstones. Hallelujah. The Lord shook the heavens, rode upon a cherub and did fly, came to my rescue. He pulled me out of the miry clay, brought me out of the waters that passed over my soul, set my feet on solid ground, lifted up my head, and put a song of victory in my mouth. Glory to God. God will do the same for you by the sure mercies of David. In Jesus' name, we have declared. Amen and amen.